And thank all of you for being here once again, and I very much appreciate you taking the time out of all of the important work that you're doing to aid the evacuees from Hurricane Katrina. As you know, this has been a desperate hour, days, and weeks for tens of thousands of our neighbors in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana, and it calls for, begs for, an extraordinary response. And I'm so proud once again to be a Georgian, because Georgians are responding with great generosity and a generous giving spirit. We're giving money, giving blood, donating food, water, baby supplies, and we're opening our homes and our hearts to the evacuees. I think this is the truest expression of Georgia hospitality that we're so proud of. For our faith community, responding to our brothers and sisters in need is the truest expression of our faith in action. Mary and I have been deeply moved by the benevolent actions and compassion that we've witnessed on the part of Georgians from every walk of life in this crisis. Many are taking action through their houses of worship and faith-based groups. Many. It's interesting to note that most all of our denominations and gathering of people of faith have huge relief efforts that we don't hear about until these kind of things come about, and virtually all of them are participating. A few of the ways of the faith-based individual congregations are reaching out in so many ways, eager to help and eager to meet those needs. I appreciate all that they are doing. I know that those being helped are grateful for the compassion that Georgians have shown in their time of need. And I want to encourage all those who are helping to continue their efforts, because we have the greatest impact possible in assisting these evacuees right now. To do that, our goal is to remove any barrier or impediment that Georgians who are moved to give and are compassionate in their hearts, but to help them take the most effective action right now. Between our state and local governments and transitional relief agencies such as the Red Cross and Salvation Army, plus the outpouring, literal outpouring, from faith groups and individual Georgians, we have a great capacity to meet these great needs. The capacity is here. Now we must harness and coordinate all that goodwill into the most effective action. And we need a channel by which these relief organizations and governmental agencies performing the initial intake and needs assessments of these evacuees, so they can communicate those needs to those in the faith community who are standing by, ready, willing, and able to help if they just know what help is needed. We truly need a collaborative effort. The challenge we face is too big for anything less. Without trying to preclude or replace the existing networks that are in place and have been in place, all those support efforts, I want today to talk about a mechanism being put in place, a call to action to our faith community. Today, I'm asking each local congregation and faith group to designate a point of contact for disaster relief and send that person's contact information to the website www.connections.org. www.connections.org. Each local congregation have one designee as a point of contact for the last disaster relief. Our Department of Community Affairs will then gather these points of contact. That's the first step. We're asking these houses of faith and congregations to be able to communicate exactly it is what they are able to provide and what they're willing to do. DCA will follow up on that in identifying what each congregation has to offer. Whether these displaced citizens plan to stay in Georgia short term, long term, or permanently, they need housing. They need clothing. They need a source of income, transportation, and they may have health needs as well. They need to get their children enrolled in schools, Many will need counseling and spiritual support after the ordeal they have endured. If you can just think about stepping off that plane at Dobbins, as we saw many this weekend, with nothing but the clothes on your back, maybe a small plastic bag with all the possessions in the world. Think about what you would need to get your life back in order. That's what they need, everything. DCA will serve as that go-between to match the needs identified by Red Cross and others with the specific congregations who are willing to help and to meet, able to meet those needs. I know that all across our state, and I heard from many over the weekend at churches, that people of faith who just want to help. What can I do? They're asking, and they're serious about wanting to help. They aren't asking what it costs, just what it takes. And while we're on that subject, let me just mention, our faith calls us to action. It's not a time to ask, when will I be repaid? It's a time for action. It's a time to step up and say, we will share with our brothers and sisters in need. Any of our faiths, that's a call of action that we have an opportunity to practice at this time. What can we do? Not when will we be repaid? And I want to thank all of these people of faith who said, how can I help? I have this, I have that. Who can I contact? This is what this is about today. Establishing a point of contact through connections.org is the first step. This coordinated effort is especially important as we take on the long-term effects of having so many new arrivals in our state. Many of the people coming to Georgia will stay in Georgia. They simply have nothing to go back to. They will be and already are a part of our Georgia family. As I greeted them over the weekend, we told them they were going to get a warm smile, a warm heart, and a warm meal, and we would do what it took to take care of them. That's our commitment, and we'll stand by that with the help of all Georgians. I believe the faith community can have the biggest impact as we help displaced people make the transition out of emergency shelters and integrate them into our Georgia communities. Connecting people with each other and with a larger community is one of the things our houses of worship do best. Again, I want to thank these individuals, representatives of various agencies behind me here today. I want to thank Ambassador Andy Young, Reverend Gerald Durley, for their help in helping us make the connection with these citizens coming into our state. These are Americans. They may not have been Georgians before, but they are now, and we're going to treat them just as we would our family members as we think about how we would want our family treated. I appreciate all of these faith groups represented here and all that you're doing to help those affected by Katrina. And I appreciate the great outpouring of compassion and aid from all across Georgia. And I want to encourage all the congregations, all the houses of faith, all the people who want to help to establish and designate a point of contact by which Commissioner Beatty and his people at the Department of Community Affairs will help to collate, organize, and give you specifics about how you can help specifically. Nothing's more frustrating than to call out and say, I'm willing to help, I'm willing to do anything, I'm not worried about what it costs, how can I help, and not have a way to organize that. That's what this is about. So many people want to help, and I'm so proud of Georgians. I'm so proud of our citizens in their love and their generosity. This is the way we can organize this effort. Thank you all once again. As we end, let me speak on one other topic. That is our gasoline supply situation is improving as we speak. The pipelines serving Georgia are back up to 100% of production. That does not mean that we will not have spot outages over the next few weeks. But let me urge you still, simply because our supply chain is back in order, that does not mean that we cannot do our part, again, in conservation. This issue is not over. It may not be over for several weeks. and we need to continue to have a attitude and a culture of conserving gasoline and conserving our assets so that we can help others in need. But thank you all for all that you do, and thank these people who joined me here today.